Phoenix FM at the Latitude Festival. Now we're up at the clearing just in the faraway forest, and I'm joined Thursday evening. It's where everyone's preparing, really. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hiya, my name's Steph O'Driscoll. I'm the artistic director of Nabokov Theatre, and I'm one third of the Push Things Forward collective.
So the idea of this, now trying to describe it, it's very difficult. We're in the woods and we're getting ready for a lot to happen.
Yeah, I think the ethos of our area is, as long as there's a story, anything goes, believing that everyone has a narrative to tell, and that the idea is that if we share our narratives, that we will understand each other a little bit more and cultivate more empathy. All three companies that are running this, that are part of the Push Things Forward collective, Nabokov, Middle Child and Not Too Tame, we all look at telling stories as a social event. A lot of that means that we're drawing from, taking from our like gig environments. So we're really looking at telling stories through the form of gig theatre, and we're spending part of the festival looking at what that is and creating new pieces of gig theatre every day. So we've all brought a company of artists, whether they're spoken word artists, storytellers, actors, musicians, and we're going to pick names out of a hat. We're going to rehearse right here in the forest.
It says open rehearsals.
So we're looking at the open rehearsal sign, and then people will be able to look in and on our rehearsal process. Then at 6:30 every day in our area on our stage, we'll be performing them. How we get that content for those stories, because for us, stories have to be at the heart of it, otherwise gig theatre is just a gig, is that we're getting stories from the people of Latitude. So we've got provocations over there where people will be telling us stories that we'll put into our performances.
And how do people start? Because sometimes they might be a little bit nervous.
Yeah.
But then you end up with a crowd of people. And I mean, how do you trigger that?
How do we trigger what?
Just getting people involved. Well, it's strange because...
I think it's about creating a really inviting space. I think it's about allowing people to interact with what you're doing in whatever way they want to. They might just want to just draw a picture. They might want to write on a postcard and hang it in a tree, or they might just want to sit and listen. Or we've even got open mic slots where people can sign up if they want to. If they're at Latitude Festival and they've got a story to tell, whether that's spoken words or whatever form, then they can at 4:30 every day come and do a bit of open mic. So I think it's about creating an experience for people where they can engage in storytelling in whatever form, whether that's just as an audience member or as a participant in whatever way, or as a storyteller themselves.
And if open mic isn't their bag, that's not going to put them off, because it's clear around here, you can write your thoughts down.
We've got a little area over in the corner where there's a typewriter, and we've got a number that people will be able to call if they want to leave a voicemail of a story or a voice note. So that's happening, and we've curated a whole host of incredible storytellers. We've got some incredible spoken word artists. We've got Amy Leon coming down, we've got Jemima Foxtrot, we've got incredible singer-songwriters and musicians, bands that are jamming for the first time together, each of them with at the ethos of it, as long as there's a story, anything goes. And then to take you into the evening, we've got some good old partying and raving to be done. So a lot happening in this area, and we'll just guide you through your festival experience down over here in the forest.
And creativity in every one of its forms, and crowdsourced, really.
It's a really beautiful thing to be able to bring people together and create some kind of vibe or experience where if you want to be a storyteller, you can, but also you can listen and engage in other people's stories in the way that you want to as well.
Wow, I bet you can't wait, can you, to get this started?
I can't wait. It's so lovely. We've been doing the setup. So lovely to now finally see people walking in and wandering over and figuring out what it is that we're doing. So that's really, really cool.
I mean, if people are listening after Latitude and they want to find out a bit more or where else you're going to be, how would they find out? With the three companies together?
Yeah, well, with the Push Things Forward collective, so stuff here at Latitude is hashtag PTF Latitude, but also you can at each company, at Nabokov Theatre, at Middle Child, at Not Too Tame. They've all got other shows. We've all got other shows happening around the festival. So we've got things happening in the Town Hall Friday night, Not Too Tame, Middle Child Sunday morning over in the Speakeasy, and Nabokov's show last night with Benin City is over in the Speakeasy headlining on Saturday night. So not only have we got this area, each company is doing their own thing, but just check us out on social media. They're incredible companies, all doing amazing things. And Middle Child will be up in Edinburgh this summer as well, so you can check them out. They're premiering their Edinburgh show here, actually. So
a few people do.
Yeah. So yeah.
Oh, fantastic! Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Look forward to seeing everything going on at the weekend.
Wicked. Yeah, do come and join us.
Will do. No, thanks very much.
Thank you. Cheers.